The bill would give project backer TransCanada permission to build and operate the more than 2,000-mile pipeline. Georgia Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson is a co-sponsor, along with the other 44 Senate Republicans and 11 Democrats, just shy of the 60 votes needed to avoid procedural hurdles.
What it does is acknowledge what the State Department, every state in the United States through which the pipeline would travel, and the overwhelming American public, labor unions, and everybody else want to do, and that's build the Keystone Pipeline.
Final approval is in the hands of the U.S. State Department. The Obama administration has delayed a decision on the pipeline indefinitely, citing a recent Nebraska Supreme Court decision that invalidated the planned route through the state. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the administration's position hasn't changed. Isaacson says Congress would be able to bypass the White House and the president's signature because it deems all previous approvals regarding the pipeline to be law.
We're abridging the president's right to use an executive order to stop it.
Critics say the pipeline would increase the risk of oil spills, produce greenhouse gas emissions from the extraction of oil sands, and disturb environmentally sensitive land. Georgia's other senator, Saxby Chambliss, was not available for an interview. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.